everyone, welcome to another episode of the Let's Do It Afraid podcast, and happy Monday, Yvette. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm looking forward to this episode. I think we get a lot of good mixes with like the interviews and then our solo episodes. And I also like these Q&A check-ins because it's a little different. The dynamic isn't the same, and so it's a little spin to our episodes. And I like that we like get to give a little bit more information about ourselves and that they get to know us a little bit better. And I feel like if they have any questions, this is the time to ask. Whenever we do those question box on our social media, go ahead and ask whatever you want to hear on here, because this is what we're going to talk about. And then on top of everything else, so we're going to start pulling in other segments and share more information with you guys so that we can keep this fun and entertaining.
Yes, I agree. It's a good day. I woke up feeling really energized and just like ready to go, and like this is going to be a good week. And then I get to see your beautiful face, so it's a win-win. And yeah, I agree. I love the Q&A episodes. I feel like I don't feel as stressed because I'm even though we do come prepared, we have, the questions that we need to discuss. We come prepared, but it is a little bit more laid back and fun, and just it's not as like serious. We don't have to be as serious as our other episodes.
Just so I can put this out here, I know my face isn't the greatest on all these episodes, and I'm sitting there rewatching them, and I'm like, I look so angry, like I just want to go and, take it out on somebody. But honestly, I promise you, that's just my face. I'm paying attention, I'm concentrated, and I'm like, I need to work on my concentrated face because my red is so good. But me, I'm not that great. Like, both my grandmas have this face, and it's like we look very upset when we're just serious or we're just like very focused. And I'm like, okay, I gotta work on this. So just let me know. Remind me, guys. Keep your face smile. Like, there's always this one person that would respond to my social media posts and be like, hey, can you please smile? I'm like, oh my God, you're so. So I sit there, record myself over and over, and I'm like, okay, smile. Make sure you're looking like you're happy.
Yeah, that's so funny. My husband has a very serious face too, which is crazy because then once you get to know him, you're like he acts like this little kid who's always fun and he just loves to laugh and goof around. But he has a very serious face. Yesterday we went to Pier 39. If you've never been to Pier 39, you should definitely go. San Francisco is probably my favorite big city. I love going to San Francisco. It's really close to where we live. So we went to Pier 39 and we were down walking towards Fisherman's Wharf. We're just kind of walking around. And this older man who works on the Fisherman's Wharf on the street as like trying to sell people excursions and stuff for the city. And he's like, hey, he's like, smile. He's like, he's like, you have a beautiful family. You're walking down the pier, like, smile, because he had this like serious face. He probably, and I always tell him, like, tienes cara de matón. Like, you're just like, you're always like mad.
I told my husband the same thing. I'm like, dude, you look so upset. I don't ever see you smiling and just like ear to ear. But then I'm like, that kind of looks weird too. Like,
Yeah.
imagine somebody just like this. Like, okay, I don't know. I feel like that makes it look different too. I'm like, damn, we're never right.
Yeah, but then it's also some. But he made a good point one day where he was like, Myra, he's like, well, imagine if I'm walking down the street and I'm just like, go like happily and bubbly. He's like, people could they like he was trying to say that if he walks down the street and he has like this like hard face, people won't mess with him or mess with us. They'll kind of think twice, like, oh, like I'm not gonna try to mess with that family. Like he will beat me up. He's like, I want to have that energy when I'm walking down the street with my family because I need to be on alert. I need to protect my family. I'm not trying to like laugh at people or smile at people or think that, we're going to be friends.
Yeah, he's got a point. It's just hard. Like, finding the balance to anything, I think, is really like we overthink things sometimes. But I'm like, he's right. He's got a point. Like, we can't always take things with grace. You don't know people's intentions too. So I'll take that one.
Yeah. So another thing that I wanted to update you guys on is the meat carnival. I know we kind of talked about that on the last episode, about my husband and I going to this meat carnival. It was in Vallejo, which is also a city that's near where we live. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of meat, and I'm not a huge meat eater. In fact, I try to eat as little meat as possible. I'm more of like a carb girly, or like I like my vegetables, I like my salads, but I'm not a big meat eater. And but I did it more for my husband because my husband loves meat, and also just kind of to have this experience. But it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of food vendors. Everything we tasted was so good. There was a lot of people, but it wasn't overwhelming. Only thing is it was supposed to be, I think, from 6 to 10 or 6:30 to 10. And by 8, my husband and I were so full, we could not eat anymore. We're like, I can't do this anymore.
I remember feeling like that. Like when I was pregnant and I would eat, I'm like, oh my God. But like that was totally different. You know, your hormones are all over the place. So I would get full with anything and then I'd like feel the need to gag or like, I'm like, oh my God, this food was so good. It was like I would have these cravings and I'd want to go eat it. I'd eat it and then I'd have to throw it up. And I'm like, that was pointless. But start over.
So like I ate, we ended up sitting down and kind of taking a break, and then I was like, I told him, I'm like, by 8:30 I was like, babe, like I can't eat anymore. Like I will throw up. I don't ni me hables de carne for like
Yeah.
the next 3 or 4 days, you know? I'm like, but if you want to continue, like go, like we can go walk around again. And because they would continue to bring out new things. It was like 8 different chefs, but they would keep bringing out new little, I don't know. It wasn't like a meal, but it was like a little piece of something of meat. But he's like, no, I same, like I can't. So then we ended up just going home early. So I mean, I think I would do it again, but maybe in like a few years when I've kind of forgotten about how much meat I ate.
So do they sit you guys like in different areas and then the chefs rotate or how does it work? Like, or they have just pop-ups with different vendors having different like type of food or how does it work?
No, so the vendors or the chefs, they have their own station and they stay at that station the whole entire time. So the people were walking around to each station and kind of, circling around this, like it's a huge bodega, is what it was. So we were just kind of circling around and trying different things at the different stations. And then they would keep, so like every one chef would finish whatever he had just cooked and then he'd bring out something else. I think each chef made like 6 different dishes or 8 different dishes, something like that. But it was just a lot. And protein for me is really filling. So already I feel like I get really full when I eat meat. So there was one guy who his station was a lot of vegetables. So I spent a lot of my time there.
Like,
And it was like,
let's go to the other station.
he had like these really good beet or not beets, dates, dates. Yeah, he had really good dates, and then he had like really good cauliflower and like broccoli and broccolini that he would make in different ways. And yeah, he was my favorite. I was at his station a lot.
I love that.
Yeah, no, I definitely recommend check him out there. I know they have an Instagram page, the Meat Carnival. And if you live in Northern California, they have different events throughout the year. And like I said, it was definitely worth it. I definitely recommend it. You need to do it at least once in your life. And I would do it again, but not like next year, maybe in like 3 years.
Okay. Well, I had gone to like a similar, well, it wasn't like an event, right? But I have you gone to like the steakhouses or the, oh my God, I'm gonna say this wrong. Is it Gazpacho or, oh God, Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh,
There we go.
yes, I know what you're talking about. No, I
Have you
have
gone to a
not.
Brazilian
No.
steakhouse? So we went to one in Las Vegas. I think we paid like 65 a person and we could eat. It was like an all you can eat like buffet and they had the servers coming around with different kind of meat and it was pretty good. Like I got to try different steaks that I've never had. Had a lot of different meats, a lot of different ways that they cook them. There's barbecue and you know all the different flavors. It was really, really good, like the experience. And then again, I was like, dude, I can only eat so much. Like, how do I do this? I wish I was pregnant and I could just throw it up, but I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, it sounds similar. It sounds similar to what I, yeah, the meat carnival. Yeah, like it, like you, so you know, it's good. It's interesting because some of the meats that they were cooking, I'd never tried before, or I'd never tried it in that way that they were making them. But it is a lot, and you do. In my husband, I remember when we got there and we started going around to the different stations, and you'd get like a little bit, right? Like you'd get like a little thing, like a little piece of meat. And he's like, ¿Cómo me voy a llenar? Like, I'm not gonna get full off of this. And I'm like, well, just wait, you know. And it was like, by the time you keep going to each station, and then they bring out more things and more things. And some of them were like meat, you know, like tri-tip sandwiches, so they'd be inside like a bread or something, and or like tacos. Like some of the meats would be inside a taco, a tortilla, so it was like a taco. And so it was really, you do get full.
Yeah, and I feel like you that's what you think, like, oh, they're just samples, but no, they keep bringing them and bringing them and bringing them, and I'm like, oh my God, yeah. Because like at first, what we did was we had our when we went to the Brazilian steakhouse, we all got our plate, and then it was like, oh, well, you can go to the buffet or you wait for the meat to come out first. So what I did was like I tried different meats, and then I was like, I'm getting full, but then I was like, okay, no, I need to go get some salad, not just meat. So then I got up and went, but different people ate like however they like their timing. We were there for a long time, so I was like, maybe if I can like have this go down and then I eat again, but then I'm like, no, it was way too much. I was so stuffed, but I get the feeling and I totally understand. But yeah, your husband was like, what the heck? I'm getting these little samples.
No, but I'm telling you, by 8:30 we were done, and we were like, right, we were coming home, and I was kind of upset because I'm like, gosh, it was expensive. Like, we should have stayed the whole time.
Yeah.
Even if we didn't eat anymore, but just maybe like to see or to hang out, and you know, because we paid so much money for this event. But then, so, but in that moment, we're like, no, we really can't eat anymore. Like, we're just ready to go home.
Yeah.
But afterwards, I was like, ah, oh, we should have probably stayed. Like, at least, yeah, just stayed till 10, you know?
Do you feel like that had to do anything with your kids being home, or like, you know, our guilt of not
Yeah.
being with them? I feel like sometimes that rushes us home because we're like, well, where can I prioritize my time? Like, am I supposed to be here? If I can't eat anymore, what am I gonna do? You know?
Exactly. Yeah, no, for sure. We always spend Valentine's Day with our kids. So already I was feeling a little guilty that I wasn't going to be spending the evening with them. And I mean, yeah, so that definitely had to do with it. I just missed my kids. I just wanted to come home and see my kids and watch a movie with my kids. And I know my husband felt the same way. So it's like, it's nice that we got to hang out for a few hours, but then we're like, okay, we miss our kids. We want to go home.
I see. I was like, I'm sure that has to do with it. It's like sometimes we forget, you know, like sometimes when I'm out with my husband, I'm like, well, we should go out and do something else. And then he's like, why? Let's go home. I'm like, dude, the kids don't want to be with us anyways. They go to my mom's when we have free time, like on the weekends. So on Friday or Saturday, they'll go to my mom's. We're like, can I sleep over? So we're like, okay. And then I'm like, we have our whole time to ourselves. We should go out and do something. But then we're so dreaded and so tired that we're like, we're just going to sleep.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Especially when you're a parent. You have younger kids than I do. So it's like I feel like you just feel so drained and so tired. So when you do have free time without your kids, you're just like, I just want to relax. I just want to be in my PJs. I want to be comfy. I want to do things that I can never normally do, like watch TV that I want to watch.
All
Because
right.
I don't know about your kids, but my kids hog my TV, so I never get to watch anything I want to watch.
They do, but then I'm like, whenever, because I'm always like in the middle of doing a million things, you know? So I'm like always busy, and then my kids are like, "Are you ever gonna leave your phone?" I'm like, "Well, if I leave my phone, then I get to choose a TV, right? Because like it's gotta be a win-win." And then they're like, "Well, let's watch a movie." I'm like, "Okay." So then I get into their movies, but it's not like we're watching every like cartoons. Or when they were little, we'd watch whatever it was, CoComelon or whatever their jazz was. But now, I mean, we all have. I think there's three different TVs, so like they can share a TV, or they'll grab their tablet and work on the tablet. But I'm trying to get them to do more like academic stuff. So I have like their academic applications on their tablets. So try to get them to do some other stuff other than just TV or electronics. But it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah, for sure. So something I wanted to ask you, my son's birthday is coming up, and we've kind of gotten into the habit of not doing birthday parties anymore for them. We want to do more trips. So, you know, for my son's birthday, we're going to Hawaii. He wanted to do that last year. He wanted to do it again this year, which is were great for me because I want to go too. So, and I feel like I'm like that as well. Like, I don't want a party. I don't want presents. I want an experience. Like, I want you to spend time with me. So for like, nothing makes me happier than just being with my husband and my kids somewhere where we don't have to worry about like the usual stuff, right? Like cooking and cleaning, and we just get to have a vacation and relax. And that is how I love to spend my birthdays. And so for my kids, we've kind of gotten into the habit of like, okay, where do you guys want to go? Because I don't want to have a birthday. Like, I don't want to plan the party. I don't want to have to, it's so stressful. I don't want to worry about what am I going to cook and clean and all these things. I just want to have like this experience with them, and I want them to see different parts of the world. So what about you? Do you guys kind of prefer birthday parties or
I
trips?
don't know. My kids are like always like it just depends. Like my oldest is really social and he loves having people over. Like literally, it's not even Friday yet, and he's already telling mom like, "I quiero saber mi tío y quién va a traer el pan," because Because we're in Pan Panay Cafe, or we're gonna have like a barbecue, or whatever. And then, or he'll come to my, I have an uncle that lives next door, and he's like, Tio, vas a hacer carne? Quiero que hagas carne because I want people to come over. And then he's like, well, people come over to your house or your grandma's, but they're not coming to mine because I'm not cleaning. And I'm like, oh. So like we always rotate, and they always come over, or we go over. So we're always having family over, but that's just our close, like, you know, our neighbors, you could say, like our little village. But other than that, like he loves seeing everybody. So it's always finding an excuse to have a party. Like if he'll be like, he'll call my mom's siblings and be like, oh, we're going to grandma's. Who's going to grandma's? And I'm like he loves it. So like for his birthday, like there's no exception. Like it has to be a party. My little also is very social. She loves having parties. She loves people. She loves piñatas. So it's like everything she sees, she has to have. And I'm like, oh, this is gonna be a very big problem when she gets older. But right now, I'm like, I'll let her be because she's the diva. And it's hard to put out her fire sometimes, even though she gives me like a headache sometimes, or she can throw tantrums. I'm just like, no, we're not giving in to everything you want, but we try our best. So late, I think because they're still small, like we still celebrate their annual birthdays. But we last year we went to Disneyland, and we're going to Disneyland this weekend. And so I was like, this is their birthday present, but I'm like, this is an additional birthday present because they actually get a birthday, you know? So it's like, I don't know. I feel so bad because I'm like, I'm that mom. Like, I'm spending all this money on these kids, but this is what they're going to remember at the end of the day. Like, I wish there's times where I had birthdays, but my birthday was always in January. It would rain. And I was like, dude, like, I can't even have my jumpy out because, you know, like my dad would rent it, but it's raining. So what are we going to do? Like, so I love family parties, and I don't know, I just after anxiety become like it's weird because the day of I will be like freaking out, like my social anxiety is just horrible. But I'm like, I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm like, ugh, it's so hard. And then there's times where I'm like really wanting to drink on my birthday or like around my birthday, and then I just start becoming socially aware, and I'm like, I can't, I can't. I feel like it's gonna make my anxiety worse. I don't. But I don't know. I just wish
And
I
as
was
they grow up,
back to normal.
and as they grow up, I mean, they're what they want for their birthday might change too. Because when my daughter was younger, she loved parties, so I always did a party every year, a party. And then she got to the age where she's like, Mom, I don't want a birthday party anymore. Like, I want to do a trip. So now, she picks out where she wants to go for her birthday. And with my son, when he was younger too, he liked parties, birthday parties. So he always wanted a birthday party. But now he's kind of the same way. He's like, Mom, well, I want to go out to dinner on my birthday. He wants to go to Applebee's. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, whatever.
Oh yeah, these kids.
So he's like, I want to go to Applebee's and I want you to invite grandma and my tio Luis and my tia Abril. So I'm like, okay, we can make that happen. But then he's like, but I don't want a big birthday party. I want to go to Hawaii. So that's what we're
That is
doing. But
so cute. I love that he includes the grandma and the cousin and the uncles and the aunts.
Well, I think because he's like, I want to go to Hawaii, but I want to have presents too. Like he's like, if I invite them, they'll give me some presents for my birthday.
Yeah, see, yeah, my kids have no idea, so I don't tell them when we go on trips like that. Like, it's just like abrupt, and I'm like, because I don't want to have the fail, like, what is it? The fear of failure, or like something happened and I can't go. Like, that always sticks with me because my oldest is really good at remembering things, so he'll remember. Like, literally, he's been asking me the whole week because he had a field trip on Friday, and I told him, you know what, you're not going on your field trip because we're not going to be here. So he's like, where are we going? Where are we going? So this whole weekend, he was like, can you just tell me
Well,
where
they
we're
have
going?
no idea they're going to
They're
Disney.
no, they know, they don't know. I
Oh,
don't
wow.
tell them because then if I can't go, like I just, it'll be horrible on me. Like my guilt will be bad.
Oh my gosh,
So they have
how
no idea.
exciting for them when they figure out where they're going.
Last year we drove, right? We were driving, and then I was like, so where do you guys think we're going? And they're like, Mexico? Because we always, this is a far drive. Like we're going to Mexico. I was like, nope.
You're like, nope, try again.
So then we sat there because usually when we go to Mexico, we'll stop like in LA or we'll stop in San Diego, take a overnight sleep, and then we'll go continue. So they're like, oh, we're going to Mexico, right? And I'm like, no. So then in the morning we got them. I took out the little shirts with like their name on it and the little Disney thing, and then their ears, and they're like, we're going to Disneyland. So that's how they figured it out.
Oh, that's so fun. I could not hold a secret like that because I freaking love Disney. Then I'm like, 10 more days to, 1 more month to go to Disney, 15 more days to go to Disney. Like, I just could not hold my excitement when I'm going to Disney.
I mean, I keep it to myself, right? And my husband, because I'm like, you can't tell them, and I can't tell them because then if something goes wrong, you know, just like sometimes we would have vacations planned, and then my kid would get sick with his asthma, and then we couldn't go. And I'm like, yeah, I just can't. So.
Yeah. And then my daughter, she's going to be 18 this year. So I was like, are you sure you don't want a birthday party? Like, that's a big
Dude,
milestone.
that is huge. I
Yeah.
forgot. Dude, where's my head? I don't know. I'm
I don't
like
know.
stuck with my
I
own kids.
No, it's fine. But she's like, no, mom, I don't. She's like, I don't want a birthday party. She's like, maybe she wants to have like a small trip with just us. And then she says that, and then she wants to have like a day where she goes to the beach with her friends. And I'm like, okay. Like, I mean, she'll still have like a little party, but with her friends, and that's fine. But yeah, I'm like, this just seems like such a big milestone. I'm like, are you sure you don't want a party? She's like, no. I'm like, okay,
What if she
fine.
has a little party or a picnic at the beach? Well, I mean, she's gonna be with her friends anyways, right? But
Yeah,
like
at the
a little
beach.
picnic style thing at the beach, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and that's probably what it'll end up being, like a little party with like picnic style, but you know, it'll just be like her and her friends, and yeah.
It's so crazy! Oh my God, you don't have a baby anymore. Like they're all big.
I know, it's sad. My kids are growing up.
I know, I'm just like not ready. Like honestly, like I have my 5-year-old now, and I'm like, dude, and then sometimes she tells me like, I need a sister, I need this, and I'm like, dude, I wish I could. Like if I didn't have anxiety, I'd totally do it. But I'm just
No.
like, I don't know. Like it's so hard. Like I love babies. That's the thing. If I see a baby, I'm like stuck on the baby. Like I want you, I want to hold you. Like I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Like it. I don't know if it's the, what is it called? Oxy.
Like baby fever? No.
Yeah, like baby fever, but it like releases that stress, or like it takes my stress away sometimes.
Oh,
But then I'm like,
yeah.
when I have my own kids, like it's a lot different. So you can't give it back. That's what
Ox, what is it called? Like ox? No, oxytocin? Is it oxytocin?
I
No.
was gonna say, but I don't know if that's a drug or if that's an actual feeling.
That's a drug.
I don't know.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Okay, so we did put up a question box, and there so some questions that viewers wanted us to respond to. So the first one was, what is your morning routine?
So in the morning, I wake up and I do like breath work exercises. And then if I'm feeling jittery, because sometimes I'll wake up and I'll have like my alarm keep going off. So I'll like try to turn it off. But then I'm like, oh my God, social media. I need to make sure I don't have any DMs or I don't have any emails. And I'm like, no. So then I like tell myself, don't do that. Like, let's meditate. Let's do this. Because sometimes if I wake up and I get up the bed too quick, like I'll feel anxious and I'll start getting like ants in my hands. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I'll feel
Yeah.
like, it just feels super, or my ears will start ringing, and that's when I start getting anxious, and I'm like, nope, we gotta like tone it down. I still have to get up and get the kids ready, so I'll just do that, a quick breathing exercise, and then I'll get up, and then I'll get the kids clothes, I'll get ready, get them ready, and then once they leave, my mom will come and pick them up and drop them off. Once they leave, I'll check my emails really quick and make sure I don't have anything urgent. Then I'll get up, and depending on what day it is, because when I do editing on Mondays or Tuesdays, that's the first thing I knock out. And then I look through my emails, I'll look through my continuous education program, and just work my day through it. But I don't have like a consistent schedule. And I was actually thinking of that over the weekend, because I was like, if I could just put in my hours, like 5 to 8, I'll do housework, like find some way to do a calendar. And I literally take snapshots of stuff, and then there's just like a million snapshots. I'm like, I'm not looking through this, but I have to, because I have to create like the Excel calendar where there's you can like schedule out what day to clean what, like the bathrooms clean this, the walls clean this day, so I don't have to like jam pack and deep clean. Because I've been getting into the OCD, like where if I clean the house, I have to leave it like shiny clean because I don't have time to clean it.
Yeah.
So I have to get on some kind of regular schedule to start getting that down, and also like carve out my day, because I feel like I'm just so chaotic and I'm just like rolling with the punches. And somebody calls me and be like, can you do this? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, no, I need to like get on schedule, because otherwise I feel very unproductive. So I need to start getting back on that, because I used to be really good at it, but now I'm just like so chaotic. Depending on how I'm feeling too, it's really hard to follow things, because then I start feeling like guilty of I should have been more productive, but then I have to give myself grace. But what about you?
I'm more new routine. I usually get up around 6:30. The first thing I kind of do is I read a Bible verse. I kind of start with like my conversation with God, and I like to start my day with like gratitude and things that I'm grateful for. And then I wake up my kids. Obviously, I wash my face, brush my teeth, you know, do all those things. I put sunblock on because let me tell you, sunblock. If you're not going to put anything else on your face, please put on sunblock first thing in the morning, even if you're not sure you're going to go outside. I watched the show a long time ago where I learned that the sun makes scars worse. And I used to have like really bad acne scars. I still do, but they're not as bad. And I think the fact that I'm really consistent with my sunblock, as well as doing my facials, which we will get into later. But yeah, that sunblock, sunblock, sunblock. So I always make sure I put sunblock on. And if you guys make sure you do the same. And then I usually go to the, I wake up my kids, get them ready. You know, I don't get them ready for school, but like I wake them up because both of them are lazy and they don't like to get up in the morning, even though they have alarms, but they choose to not wake up when they need to get up. So I have to wake them up. And then I make sure everyone has breakfast. I pack everyone's lunches. I take, you know, my kids to school. After that, I usually go to the gym unless I have to record. Then I come back home and get ready and hop on here. But yeah, no, my mornings are pretty structured. I like a good routine. I
Yeah.
like some structure in my life. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, man, I was like that. But then I'm just like, mom life and everything happened. I'm like, no, maybe this is gonna help me like ease my mental stress because there's times where it's like barely like 10 o'clock and my brain's already like I just get like facial pressure right here and I know it's my anxiety or whatever, but I have some like calm little chewies that I'll take if I need it to like settle me down. And then there's also some like attention pills. I don't remember. I
Yeah.
think it was lion's mane. I don't remember, but
Yeah.
I was not consistent. Let me be honest. Like, it's really hard for me to remember when I take things and when I don't. So I have to get back on like the little pill tracker thing that I used to carry, and then do that because otherwise, like, I'm just. And then also, I've heard magnesium is really good, so I take that before going to bed, and it'll
Yeah.
help me sleep a little bit better because sometimes the nightmares are horrible. So I'm trying to work on it and just find ways to make my quality of sleep better. And then also I feel like it's, oh my God, what was I gonna say? It's harder to like really feel productive when I don't follow a schedule. It's like
Yeah.
I'm just all over the place. So I'm gonna try to work on that.
Yeah, and
But
I feel like it'll help you feel less stressed too, I think. Yeah.
yes.
So another question that they asked was, how did you meet your husband?
In Mexico, I didn't think it was going to be anything of it. Like the first time I met him at a quinceañera. I don't know if you knew of the Salón Milenio where they used to have the casino, or I know it's recently
Oh,
been
no.
closed. But that's where I met him. I was at a quinceañera with my cousins, and I don't think my parents were there. I think we were there with my cousin's family or somebody that took us there. In Mexico, I had much more freedom than here because like my siblings were always here, like where is she going, who's she with, and this and that. But in Mexico, everybody knows each other, so it's easier to get out and do things. And I feel like my parents give me a lot more freedom over there because they just feel more comfortable. And so I met him there and he didn't know how to dance, so he asked me how to dance, and then he stepped all over me and I was like, dude, what are you doing? Like, I didn't say anything, right? But I was like, damn, this boy don't know how to dance, but he's so cute, like what do I do? And so I was just like, because I love dancing, and then there's other people that would come and ask me out to dance, so I went out to dance with them. But then he was just sitting there staring at me and I was like, this is awkward. But then I didn't really think of anything of it. I just thought like, oh, this boy doesn't know how to dance and he doesn't really care. Like, I just didn't think anything of it. But his cousin was dating my cousin, so then we ended up talking after that. He got my number and then he like randomly texted me, and then he had a number from Zamora, so he didn't have the same area code, and then I had a phone from over there, so he
Yeah.
would text that number, and then when I come back I didn't have service, so it was just like a hit or miss all the time. And then when I would go come back like to call over there, we were still using those, what was it, like was it $1 a second, I don't remember, where they had like those out of,
Well, like the
remember
cards?
when we used to have a card, or
Yeah.
you, if you call, they charge you per minute or per second.
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah.
remember. It was like crazy expensive. Now we have unlimited and we're lucky. But
Oh,
back
yes.
in the days, like it was like crazy. You couldn't really call.
Or
So,
after 9, you have to wait till 9.
yes. So then also, I think he had MySpace back in the day. I don't know if it was MySpace, but it was some kind of social media. And he gave me his email. And I was like, I don't email. Like, what is this? I'm used to MySpace or like chat. I don't remember what chat groups or what apps there was, but I was like, I don't know how to like. So it was like a hit or miss. And when I came back, I was like 15. So I was like, I was 15. He was 15. And I was like, dude, I wish I would have met you sooner. You would have been in my quinceañera. Then I wouldn't know you
Yeah.
more. But I didn't know you. And then I came back. And then I was dating somebody else, here. And then every time I'd go to Mexico, I would see him. And then he'd like send me roses, or he'd buy me stuff and like give it to my cousins to give to me. And so that's where like we briefly knew each other. And then one time, like we were just friends, and I his cousin, or I would take his sister with me to the rancho, and she would come with me. So it was like it like we grew a bond, and then his mom really liked me and she was super nice to me. And yeah, and then after that I went, I don't remember if it was 2012 or 2011, and then he took me seriously, and then I was like, dude, this is not gonna last. It's like 3 weeks that I'm here, but whatever. And yeah, then after that was history.
I didn't realize you were so young when you met him. I don't know why I thought you were a little bit older, but like you said, maybe it's because it wasn't like you dated him the whole time. It was kind of like you guys met, you were friends for a long time, and then you dated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I met my husband here at the Sonoma County Fair. I think I've said the story before.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that.
He came up to me. He thought I was cute.
I love it. I love it.
He asked me for my number, and then he said a pickup line, which I had never heard before. I thought it was pretty original. He said, he asked me what my name was, and then asked me how old I was. He asked me how old I was, and I said, oh, I'm 16. And he's like, oh, estás como para el hijo de mi papá, which in English translates to, oh, you were, made for the son of my dad, son of my father. And I'm a little slow, so I was like, oh, you want me to date your brother?
Like what?
I was like, oh, you want me to date your dad's son? You want me to date your brother? And he just started laughing and he's like, no, like, I am my father's son. Like, you were made for me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, it worked, ladies. The pickup line worked because, 20 some years later, we're still here. I gave him my number after that and we just started talking. And yeah, he was a funny guy. I had never heard that pickup line before, so I just thought it was original.
How long did you guys date before anything?
I think we talked, honestly, for like 2 weeks, and then he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Oh, wow. Okay,
Yeah, and
okay.
then we dated for 3 years and then we got married. Yeah.
Okay.
I was
So
19, 19. Yeah, when I
you
got
got to
married.
know him very well.
I mean, yeah, kind of, but I feel like you don't really get to know anyone until you live with them,
No.
like, yeah,
No,
like
but I feel
that's when I
like you
really
got to
started
know
getting.
them, like, you got to talk to them, and that's like, because it was hard for me because it was long distance with my
Yeah.
husband, so it was like I get to know you, but I honestly didn't even spend that much time with you. It was only like in 3 weeks of a period where here you're like live with, like not live, but you know what I mean, like you live
Yeah.
nearby and
No,
you're
you're
able to
right.
go visit them, so I'm like it's a little bit different because I had a family that was like, oh well, I'm gonna try a long distance relationship, like give me tips. I'm like, honestly, I don't have tips. Like it was hard. It was really, really hard, but I mean, it made it happen. We're here. What, like, after I knew him at 15 and I'm 33 now. So we've known each other for some time now. But yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, we were in the same city. We obviously, went on dates and we talked every day and he would visit me at my mom's house every day. And so yeah, it was different. We didn't do long distance. I don't think I could have done long distance, but yeah, no, it was great. But you don't really know them until you like live with them and then you really get to know somebody.
I think that's in any scenario though, like you don't really know anybody until you live with them, because like one they could be one way when you're just friends, and when you live with someone it's like I don't want to have to yell at you for picking up your stuff, like come on, get it together.
And I actually that reminded me, I wanted to ask our audience, like, hey, share your best pickup lines, because I was thinking about the story of how I met my husband for this question. And so yeah, if you guys send us your best pickup lines, which good ones have you heard? Because I thought that was a pretty good one. So another question that they wanted us to that they asked was, name the last three artists you searched for on Spotify.
Gonna be Carin León. We're not an artist, but our podcast. Let me search it up and see where we're at. And I like re-listen to our episodes. And Ángel Aguilar and Pepe Aguilar. I just love their voice. Like I don't care for the drama that goes on in their life, but they're really good.
Yeah, no, they're very good artists for sure. Yeah.
What about you?
Mine, I just checked it right before we started, so I'm not cheating. It was Camilo, Carly Pierce, and Taylor Swift are the three ones that I've recently searched for. So yeah,
You're definitely a Swiftie.
I am definitely a Swiftie, and I like all kinds of music. Like Camilo is very like upbeat pop Spanish. He's kind of a hippie guy. He's always performing with his shoes off, but I love him. He's so cute. And then Carly Pierce is a country artist who's also one of my favorite artists. And then of course Taylor Swift. Always listening to Taylor Swift.
You send me your little music, because I'm always in Spanish. Like that's just my heart. I don't know. I feel like we were talking about with Andre, like everything in Spanish just hits 10 times harder. So I'm always in the Spanish realm, but. I gotta diversify my
Your
Spotify.
Spotify list?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, what do people misunderstand the most about you?
It's probably that, like, that I'm not mad.
Oh.
It's probably my face. Like, it's a misrepresentation. Like, there's something that I'm like, there's anything that I gotta work on, it's my face. Like, I gotta look more approachable, I guess you can say. I think that's, I don't know about anything misunderstood, because I'm really like upfront about my kids, about my whole scenarios. Like, whenever somebody asks me, I'm like, yeah, mother, 3 moms. Like, the way I identify myself, I'm like, I'm a mom, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a wife. I feel like everybody knows that about me. Like, whoever knows me knows everything that I have to do. I'm really adamant about that. Like, I don't go around like, oh yeah, I'm just, I don't know. And I feel like that some people are like, feel like maybe sometimes they think I brag about what I do, and I'm like, I'm really not trying to brag about anything or
Yeah.
to my own horn. I really just like to have make sure people are informed, because for me, it's the people pleasing, and some that's where it gets me. I'm like, I should never have to over explain, or I don't know. I have trouble with knowing what to share and what not to share. I'm just like, that's just me, and that's who I am.
Yeah.
What about for you?
I think what people misunderstand the most about me is that I think a lot of people just they see my life and they think that I have it all figured out. You know, like my siblings will make comments or like, oh, you know, Myra, she has everything figured out. You know, your life is easy, or I don't know, like you don't worry about anything. And I think maybe it's because I don't share a lot of the hard stuff. You know, like I don't allow a lot of people into my to see the vulnerable side of me. So I think that it gives off the idea that I have everything figured out or that I'm just this like really happy, positive person, which I am. Yes, I am a very like happy, positive person and I do have a great life that I'm very thankful for. But I'm like, I don't have it all figured out and I am a mess. And most days I have to kind of ask myself, like, who am I? What do I like? You know, what do I want to be when I grow up? Like things that I should already know, I don't. So, yeah, I feel like it's, and not that I do it on purpose. I'm not trying to pretend like I have it all figured out, but I think that a lot of people think like, oh, well, you, because I did everything quote unquote the right way, you know, like I always had good grades. I graduated college. I got married. I had kids. You know, they think that you're like this. I don't know, that you just have everything figured out and you just always know like what the right thing to do is. And I'm like, no, like I am a mess. Like, trust me, most of the time I'm scared. I have no idea what I'm doing. I ask myself every day if I'm making good choices. Like, I'm just trying to not traumatize my kids. Like, you know, I'm trying to be a good wife and a good daughter and a good sister. So, yeah, no, but I think a lot of people, that's the misconception they have about me.
I think that I can relate to you on that aspect, because none of my siblings had kids before I did. Like, I had the first kids, and everybody's like, "Well, you played it out so well." Like, I'm like, "Played what out so well? Like, you don't ask me, you don't know." Like, you
Yeah.
don't really don't know what it is to have a kid until you're there, right? So they're like, "Oh my God, how does he pull it off with 3 kids? I'm really having 1 kid." And like, you know, I'm like, I'm not pulling off anything. Like, honestly, if it wasn't for my mom, I don't know how I would be able to do everything. And thank God I still have her, and you know, she helps me a lot. But also, like, I still had to get up when I was going to school. I had to go to Sonoma State. I had to take my kid to daycare. Really hard for me, because I was trying to go to school and make sure he had his therapies covered. He was allergic to a lot of different things, and I was always worried in the back of my head that somebody would feed him something that he was not supposed to have. And then my husband was working. My husband was the financial stability for us for a long period of time while I went to school. And then I had my kid, my first kid, and I took 4 years before I had another one, because I felt that he needed somebody else. He was speech delayed, so he wasn't really talking.
Yeah.
And then the doctor was like, "Well, he just needs a sibling." And I was like, "What the heck? Like, if that was the freaking fix, why didn't anybody tell me this from the beginning? Like, he's only around adults, and a lot of times he was catered to and spoiled because he was the only baby in the family. So I was like, "Well, I don't know if this is hurting him or what." And then there was other people that would tell me it's because he's learning 2 different languages at the same time. And I was like, "How can that be?" Like, that's one thing that I've recently learned, that there's kids in California or in other states that if they learn a different language before they learn English, they can be put in a special ed class. And I was like, how? The language shouldn't be comparable. These kids, like, you should be focused on kids that actually need this. the services and not throw these kids into that, because it took forever to get my kid out of a severely special ed class. And I can only imagine people that don't speak the language, don't even know what is going on, and they're just like, well, I guess we're in America. They know that this is a land of opportunity and we're going to have the best scenarios. Not always. I'm sorry, but not always. Like, make sure that your kids are placed in the proper position and that they're in the classes they deserve, because they need ELD classes. They don't need special ed. Like, there's a difference. Like, learn. The more you know, the more you, what is it called? Like, knowledge is power. And here I am with my face. I look really pissed, but I'm just trying to really convey that it's important that, like, the kids get the services that they need, and don't delay them, because honestly, my kid was put in a class for a whole year before I can take him anywhere else. And he didn't need to be in a class where there was nonverbal kids when he was already nonverbal. So anyways, I had my second kid because I wanted to give him somebody to play with and somebody that he can get motivated by to talk. So after I had my second kid, he was really more motivated and he loved like playing with him. And of course, it took like a year for him to, be able to walk around and run around after him. But he was able to, like, I just felt more, I saw more of a light in him. And he never, honestly, even when he was by himself, he never gave up on anything. And that was something that I've always loved about my kid. He's always really resilient. He doesn't give up easily, even if it doesn't interest him. Like, he'll do whatever because he loves seeing other people happy too. Like, he's just like the most caring. He's the sweetest kid. And I can't believe he's gonna be a teenager now. And like, next month he turns 12. And I'm like, I don't know what's gonna happen with me. But yeah, but that's part of the adventure. And plus, ni modo, like, it is what it is. Like, we deal with our struggles, and people can think it's really easy. And it's like, no, not until you're there. Like, honestly, when my kid was in the hospital, like, back to back 2 weeks, I think it was like when he had his first asthma attacks, I was freaking out. And I was like, I was pregnant during the time, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I had a miscarriage shortly after that. And so I was like, I don't know if that was what it was, but I was so scared that he was gonna like not make it because he wasn't breathing. So it was scary. And I feel like nobody knows until they're there. And like, some people are like, well, why didn't you tell us that you were there? I'm like, am I supposed to announce this to the world? Like, I put it on social media, like, my kid's here. And sometimes people, like, I just wanted to bring awareness. Not that I wanted people to feel sorry for me, because you don't really know what it is to be a mom until you're there. So I share my story and I'm pretty open. And I feel like a lot of people don't really know what I went through. So they hear these episodes, they're like, oh, okay, well, that's what she was thinking during that time frame. So it's really helpful to be able to talk about this.
No, for sure. And that kind of brings us to our next question, which is what keeps you up at night? And I agree. I think what keeps me up at night, nothing keeps me up at night quite like my kids and their safety. And I'm constantly worrying about them. And recently in the news where we live, we've had a case of four students who are in the same school district as my kids go to. I think Yvette's kids go to a different school district, but that they died of a drug overdose. And they're saying that allegedly it's related to fentanyl. And it's, they're all kids or teenagers. And it really like hits home for me because I do have a 17-year-old and she is in school. And in fact, she goes to one of the schools that one of the students went to. So it's just really scary and really heartbreaking. And then I worry so much too for my son, even though he's only 8. I'm like, before I know it, I'm gonna like blink and he's gonna be in high school and he's gonna be 16, 17, and we're gonna have to be having these conversations with him. And as a mom, it's like nothing, you can't do anything. All you can really do is pray and talk to them and just really have faith that even if they mess up, that they're going to figure it out and they're going, like, you've instilled something in them to prepare them for this moment that even if they make a mistake, they're going to come out of it and pray that they come out of it alive, And I feel like seeing my kids grow up is so bittersweet for me because I'm like, in one side of me, I'm like, God, I'm so blessed. Like, some people don't even get to see their kids grow up. And I've been blessed to have, one for 17 years and the other one for almost 9 years. And so I'm like, it's such a beautiful thing to see them grow up. But at the same time, it's just so scary because it's, you don't have control and you can't control everything and you have to send them out into this big, scary world. So yeah, that's probably the biggest thing that keeps me up at night. What about you?
It's the scariest thing ever. Like, I feel like my kids always, like, I've always tell people, like, have kids because you're gonna wanna have kids, but also, like, be aware of what comes with having a kid. Like, I feel, I have an uncle that just had a kid and he's 40, or I don't want to give up his age, but he's older than I am, and he's like, well, I don't, you didn't tell me it was this hard. I'm like, what? Like, I wouldn't know how to tell you this, but he's like, I didn't know I was gonna lose my sleep for the rest of my life. I'm like, well, I mean, you kind of do, but I feel like a lot of the times the moms take it on a lot harder. Like, if the men are struggling, trust me that the mom is struggling a little bit more. I don't know if it's because they come out of us, but I mean, they love them the same, I could say, but at the same time, like, that's a piece of us. Like, we honestly gave them a piece of ourselves. And I mean, the man does too, but it's just hard. I tell him, I'm like, well, you're not gonna sleep the same as you used to. He loves his sleep. I'm like, well, you wanted a kid, so now we have to like compromise. But at the same time, like, I feel like I can never, I always tell people, like, I sleep and I have a hard sleep, but the moment I hear a noise, like, I'm up. Like, I don't know how. Like, I could be snoring, and if I hear something, I'm up. Like, is my kid sleeping? Is he breathing? Like, is everything okay? And I'm always like trying to like protect them, but also at the same time, it's hard to give them independence. So there's like some kind of balance. And now that everything's going, like, with that scenario that's been happening in our community, and also like the school closures, like, I've been thinking about what am I gonna do with my kids when they get into middle school. I have one more year for my oldest, like, and so I was talking to my older brother yesterday because he has a daughter around his age, and he's like, well, what are we gonna do? I'm like, well, we'll figure it out. Like, we'll send them to a charter school. There's not so many kids, but also they have services if they need it. And my brother went to one that was local, and I was like, I think I'm gonna go that route, because I feel like now that they're going to become 7th through 12th grade in all the high schools here, it's going to be really hard to manage. More so with like these kind of scenarios. If there was to be drugs somewhere, like, what are we going to do? And I was looking through videos last night, and I was seeing that some of the people were saying, well, a lot of the times they may complain that at these high schools that there's drugs and that there's this stuff, and they don't really do anything about it because it's always been a problem. And I'm like, well, honestly, it's a problem across the board. Like, it's everywhere and anywhere, and these kids have access to it in a lot of different scenarios. And I'm very worried because, like, my oldest doesn't know how to pick up when people are being mean, or, and what if they like try to bully him and somehow present a Skittle and it's not a Skittle? Like, I'm just so scared. And I always tell my middle, like, if somebody gives you something, please don't give them anything. And oh my Lord, my 5-year-old was listening to the video, and I thought she was sleeping last night. And then this morning she wakes up and she's like, Mommy, what were they saying last night? And I was like, what? And then she's like, yeah, they said something happened and somebody died. I was like, oh, it's because they took something from someone and they didn't know what it was. So they're sick now, And just like, you gotta be careful when somebody offers something to school. And I'm like sitting here, and I'm like, she's 5 years old, that should not be scaring her. But then I'm like, honestly, like, this can happen at any age. Somebody can give you guys the wrong thing. I'm like, don't give any, but I told her, I'm like, if somebody gives you something, you don't take it, or you get it in a bag and you bring it home and you don't eat it until I'm there.
No, but the school closures is really scary too. I forgot about that, about having them go 7th to 12th grade, or all our high schools where we live in the city that we live, they want to change them from 7th to 12th grade. And I'm like, that's crazy. I mean, my son right now currently is at a school where it's K through 8, so I'm fingers crossed hoping it stays that way, because that could also change. And I kind of feel the same way. I think they're going to lose a lot of students because a lot of parents do not want to send their 7th grader to a high school. I don't, so I'm the same way. I'm like, what am I going to do with my son? Am I going to homeschool him? Am I going to, send him out of district? Am I going to be able to send him out of district? Because they were even saying something about it being harder to transfer them out. So I'm like, am I going to be able to send them to a charter school or a different school? Am I going to have to do private school? Like, I can't afford that. So it's really scary, uncertain times right now for the kids in our community, and it is really heartbreaking for me.
Same. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, because for me, it's like these 7th graders, a lot of them go in at 11 years old, and then the older what seniors in high school are what, 18? Some of them can be super seniors, they can be 19. Like, how are you gonna put an 11-year-old with a 19-year-old? But then there was somebody in the classroom, I had shared this at a meeting last week at school with a group of parents, and they were like, well, we already do that in a smaller scenario at a charter school through a different district, and they're 7 through 12. I said, yeah, but look, maybe, what is it, 100 kids max of the whole school, and they're 7 through 12, but it's a smaller scenario. At a bigger school where there's so many kids, I feel like they already have the problem where they can't really control a lot of things. What are we going to do with 2 more grades?
Yeah, exactly. That was my same thought. I heard that same comment, and I'm like, yeah, but you can't compare it to a smaller school to one of our big high schools with, each class is like 1,000 something, So it's just, and it's crazy. But so another fun thing that they wanted us to do was the we listen and we don't judge challenge.
I'm so excited for this one. I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna say.
I know. I was like trying to come up with things because I'm like, I'm so boring. And but it's funny. My daughter helped me remember some things. So I'm like, okay, fine.
Okay,
Okay,
okay. Let me
so
hear your first one.
I'll go first one. We'll start, with the not so serious one. So we listen and we don't judge. When I first got my period, I was 10 years old, and I thought I was dying.
Oh my Lord.
Because
Yes.
I had no idea what a period was. I'd never nobody I was so young, nobody had ever talked to me about it, and I
Same.
really thought I
So
was.
same. So same. So same. I was so lost. Like, we listen, we don't judge, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what was going on. And you know what actually happened? It was at my mom's 25th anniversary wedding. I was wearing a white dress
Wow.
and I was like in the middle of church and I'm like, what is going on with my body? I literally freaked out and
Yeah.
I like slut, like you're in the front of the church, so everybody's staring at you. And I was like, what do I do? What do I do? My mom's in the middle of the church. I can't go and to be like, mom, I'm dying, So I start like walking backwards, and then I find a cousin that I was with, and I was like, hey, can you come with me to the bathroom? And then she's like, okay. And so we went to the bathroom. Luckily, at that time, there was a bathroom right next to the church because right now it's not functioning. So at that time, I went to the bathroom, and I was like, what the heck happened? And then she's like, oh, chica, y mija, no te preocupes. Like, ve ahorita te traigo algo y you'll be fine. I'm like, girl, give me what? Like, I need underwear. I need like a fresh new set of everything. And I'm like, and I'm wearing a white dress. Like, how? And she pulled her magic. She went to the store. She bought whatever she needed to buy me and came and changed me and like helped me change in the bathroom. And then she's like, you're gonna be fine. But I was literally like, what the heck is this? And I never told my mom because my mom was never like, she didn't like talking about that because she's so religious. I don't know if that has to do with it, but I always assumed it was religion. And I was like, oh my God, like, I don't even know what the heck is going on. But after my cousins told me, thank God I had them because I don't know what the heck I
Yeah.
would have done.
Same. I talk to my cats in baby voices.
Oh my God.
In fact, if you don't talk to your pets in baby voices, you're probably weird because it's like, I'm
We
always.
listen and we don't judge.
I'm always like, oh, my little baby. Like, I talk to them like they're my
Yes, so we listen and we don't judge. I used to do that with my baby puppy, and he's older now. But also, like, I thought it was like I just didn't understand when they would tell me talk to my baby in my stomach, and I was like, I would do it, but then I feel so weird. But
babies.
we listen and we don't judge.
Listen and we don't judge. Yeah, we listen and we don't judge. When I was 17, I asked my mom what an orgasm was. I heard that word and I had no idea what it was. I was like 17. She literally came into my room. I asked her. She nervously laughed and walked out of my room. Like she was like, I'm not having this conversation with you. And then when I asked my older cousin what it was, she told me and I wanted to die. I was like, but we listen and we don't judge.
We listen and we don't judge. I know. I had a cousin that was, I think she was like 6 or 8 years older than me. I can't remember. And every time she'd come, she'd leave her like her stuff here, and I'd be like, dude, what is this? And so I didn't know what the heck a thong was. So I thought it was the coolest thing, and I tried it on. I was like, oh my God, this is not comfortable. But we listen and we don't judge.
Listen and we don't judge. Okay, so we want to tell you guys about something exciting that's we wanted to do a giveaway. And if you're listening to this episode right now, you have the chance to win it. You're so lucky. So please, please, please listen up. I have been getting facials for about like 3 years now. They've been, really life-changing for me. It's improved so much with my skin, my acne, just the way my skin looks, it feels. It used to have like really bad acne. My face used to be really, really red. And since I started being very consistent with my facials and obviously my, routine and things like that, like my creams and certain things, it has really improved. So we wanted to give away a facial to one of our listeners. Yeah, so that's exciting. You do have to be local here in Sonoma County because that's where the girl is. She's amazing. Her name's Christina, and she's so wonderful. She's so kind. She's so sweet. She's so beautiful. You guys will absolutely love her. You'll be hooked. You'll want to do this over and over again. So to enter the giveaway, the only thing you have to do is comment down below either who you want us to have on here as a guest or a topic that you would like us to discuss. We'll give you guys like a week, 7 days before our next one is released to enter, and then we will pick somebody randomly. During our next episode after this one, we will announce who wins. So you guys stay tuned. We're excited and we hope that you guys like and please let whoever wins, let us know how you like the facial because I know it's game changing and we're excited. We really just want to thank you guys for listening and watching and being on this journey with us. We're so grateful for you guys.
Yes, thank you guys so much for letting us know how you like our episodes. I know a lot of you guys don't respond to our little boxes, but you guys send us personal messages, whether that's through our direct messages or our private accounts. Anything really helps so that we can improve and give you more of what you want to listen to. And we're really excited to see who wins this facial because I love facials. It's like all me time. And although I feel really, really guilty going when I go, I'm like, I need this. Like, this is me time. And I feel much more beautiful, much more clear in my face. I do have acne, so it comes and goes. And the facials really help, like, clarify my scars too. So I love a facial.
Yes, facials are so relaxing. And I'm telling you, once you do one, you're going to be hooked and you're going to want to do them over and over again.
I agree.
So the last thing we asked, I put up some, not questions, but it was more like comments. I wanted to ask our audience some things and have them respond to us. So the first thing why I asked, I thought it was just funny to be like, I hope everyone has a good day except for dot, dot, dot. And we got a lot of, funny answers. Somebody said, guys who like Andrew Tate. I had no idea who Andrew Tate was, so I had to search it up. But I guess it's like some guy who hates women and he just is like really narcissistic and he says really, horrible, degrading things about women. He's one of those like, oh, I love men and I hate women kind of guys. So, yes, I agree. Whoever said that one, I agree.
Whoever is hating on women is not okay.
Yeah, exactly. And then they also said that whoever decided that a 5-day work week was normal, which I totally agree. I've said this so many times. We should have 3-day weekends all the time, and our work week should only be 4 days. So,
Yes, I agree. I mean, there's people that work 4/10s, and I think that's doable too. It's just like our life is already like hectic here. It's already a rat race. We're already going crazy. Like, we're not, you know what I mean? Like, what's another 2 hours to our schedule?
exactly.
And giving yourself a 3-day weekend is great.
Yes. And then they also said people who are rude, Mondays, racists, all, yes, all of the above. Those who act like they pay bills. I was kind of confused by this one because I was like, I don't know if they mean like people who are like, oh, I pay all the bills around here, if they meant like that kind of person or somebody who is like maybe like a scrub, like I don't want no scrub. Yeah, so it's like they look like they want to, they're all together, but they don't pay any bills. So I don't know. I don't know which one they meant, but either one, yes. And then somebody said my coworker. So whoever your coworker is,
You better stop being mean, coworker.
hope they have a horrible day. And then somebody else said los que nunca te quieren ver feliz, which is people that never want to see you happy. So yes.
Yes, I feel you on that one.
And then a lot of people, said our current president, but we won't get into too many details about that one.
Yeah, I just feel like everybody's all over the place with the political realm, so it's really
Yeah.
hard to, talk about that stuff. But I mean, just I feel any injustice is not okay. So
Yeah.
using your voice and speaking up and doing what you can on your part would be, I mean, is appreciated. And I'm sure other people that are feeling very, I don't know, if a lot of people are really sentimental or in fear during these times. So using your voice is something that I always remind people, if you feel really adamant about something, use your voice.
Yeah, we don't like to get too political on this, but I did want to mention that just because a lot of people mentioned and I didn't want them to feel like we weren't acknowledging their answer or, we didn't want to share their answer. So that's why I did want to make sure to mention that one. Another question that I asked was for people to share their bad dating stories. And somebody said he took me to McDonald's for like the first date, which I guess, I don't know, it depends how old we are, right? Because if we're like 15, 16, then, it's probably, maybe that's all they can afford, and that's fine. I like a good Big Mac, Yeah. But if we're, 35 and you take me on a first date at McDonald's, we probably won't go on a second date, yes. And then somebody else said meeting someone on the phone line and then meeting them in person only to find out they were a girl. I'm assuming that's somebody that was probably thinking they were talking to a guy and then they realized after they met them in person that they were talking to a girl, which
You imagine?
if you're into that, that's great. But if you're not into that,
No, but
then
I mean, like, would they, what if they weren't like up front? Like, how are you gonna know?
Which if, I mean, if, yeah, if you're not into that, then that could be a problem because it's like, oh, I thought I was talking to a guy. I shared all these things and it was really, somebody that you didn't know it was. And then another, this was a young man that did say, I found out she had a boyfriend on the second date. I was like, oh, that's so
Oh
sad.
man.
Cheater.
It's hard. I mean, it could be so easy. I feel like nowadays it's really easy to lie, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh yeah, for sure. And then so many people are dating online now. So, what is it? Catfish? Do you get catfished? Yeah. We didn't have that issue because we didn't really
Hey,
get.
that person got catfished
Yeah,
on
exactly. And the last one said, when I was 16, my date locked his keys in the car. We were stuck at the movies for 1 hour.
phone line. Oh my gosh, do you imagine? Like, well,
Yeah, but it might be
I
nice
guess
when you
it gives
get
you
to know
extra
each
time
other.
on a date.
Yeah,
It
gives you
buys you
extra
some
time.
time.
Buys you some time to get to know him. Maybe he did on purpose because he really liked you and he just wanted to spend more time with you.
Yeah, you imagine? I feel like that'd give you more time. I know in the scenarios where it was just like, ah, but I don't know. Maybe it was God's timing to be like, hey, look at the scenario at a deeper level.
Exactly. But yeah, so we just want to thank you guys so much for those that participated, who sent in their responses. We'd love to get more, questions and comments from you guys as usual. So please, please, please keep sending them. We just really want to thank all of you that listen to us consistently every week. We are so grateful for you guys. Yvette and I really love doing what we're doing. So just n to know that people are taking time out of their busy day to listen to our BS and our rants and all of those things. We really, really appreciate you guys.
Yes, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we hope you like this episode. If you have any questions or you have any other suggestions on what we can do for the next Q&A, let us know, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.